You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 24th of June. It's a Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us here this morning on American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. A lot of big news to get to today. Biden threatening the American people with nuclear annihilation. John McAfee found dead in a Spanish jail cell. Did he kill himself, or is this another Epstein situation? Immigration news, COVID news, all sorts of just wonderful news to get to today. And then I will be welcoming an in-studio guest, Jeremy Brown, who is the whistleblower that revealed the FBI attempted to get him to infiltrate Patriot groups ahead of January 6th. He'll be joining me for the entire third hour, and of course we'll be taking your calls as well. Very big day today on American Journal, but I want to start with maybe one of the best videos I've ever seen in my entire life. I know I say that sometimes, but I don't know. I like using superlatives, I guess, and it maybe is every day we're presented with something even more wonderful than the day before, especially when it comes to this trend, which is increasing in velocity and intensity, of Americans, regular American citizens, standing up against the petty tyrants of their local school board or city council. And so we've seen a lot of really great speeches, but this one, I have to say, sort of takes the cake. Strangest thing about it, the guy's got an English accent. It's like, where are we, Americans? Why aren't we standing up for ourselves? And, you know, thank God that there are some immigrants, some legal immigrants in this country that actually appreciate, understand, and respect the American way more than some of our native constituents here. So without any further ado, let's go now to this powerful smackdown of the school board.
I'm quoting you, sir. This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country, and I'm quoting you from the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. And I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. There are emails, public record emails, in which the Director of Equity is lobbying and advocating for public comment to be censored in this school district. And you know what? You know what? Lobbying for it, advocating for it. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution. For her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship, I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect. Terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America. You have a good... One more thing. I want to make a verbal request right now for an unedited copy of the tape. So if any of you delete it, you're going to have a big legal problem.
Man, bravo to that guy. Let's try to see if we can find out who this guy is and try to get him on the show, because that was powerful stuff. Man comes in with a Supreme Court ruling, just laying the groundwork, going, it's perfectly legal for me to say whatever the hell I want to you, servant. You serve me, not the other way around. Finally, we are getting back to the way it should be.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products that make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. A great number of videos to show you. A wonderful guest, man by the name of Jeremy Brown, a former Green Beret. Well, I don't know if you ever become a former Green Beret. I think once you're a Green Beret, that's that. You are for life. He, of course, is the veteran who blew the whistle on the fact that the FBI attempted to get him to infiltrate Patriot groups prior to January 6th, perhaps in preparation for that fateful day. Very excited to welcome him in studio in the third hour. But first, let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. Biden calls for more gun control, arguing Americans don't have the firepower to overthrow the government anyway. And trust me, folks, we'll be dedicating a very large portion of today's program to debunking every single part of the statements that he made. Suffice to say, he said, quote, "The Second Amendment from the day it passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon." Well, yes, you could. Joe, yeah, you could. You ever heard of a letter of marque? Have you ever heard of a private man of war? You could buy entire private warships with dozens of cannons on them. Of course you could buy private cannons. And in fact, the private letters of the founding fathers that have since been published reasserted that fact from the very beginning. But that's just one of the great many lies that he told in an attempt to disarm the American people. He also said, quote, You think you need to have weapons to take on the government? You need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is, it's always been to rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned. Well, see, I think you misunderstand, Biden. The guns aren't for taking out things like weapons. It's not for destroying entire cities. It's for taking out the people that give those orders. Okay? Pretty simple. What's that quote from The Godfather? If history's taught us one thing, that everybody can be killed. Truly amazing. He also said, those that say the blood of patriots, you know, all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Yeah, the people that you're quoting there, that's Thomas Jefferson. Joe Biden, you're quoting Thomas Jefferson there as you claim that they don't know what they're talking about. Truly incredible stuff. Apparently he hasn't paid attention to Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq or any of the other places that America has been humiliated in warfare by people with nothing more than 50-year-old machine guns. Truly incredible stuff. Again, we'll cover that very, very extensively in today's program. Moving on, next tragic story. John McAfee has been found dead in a Spanish jail cell. Cybersecurity entrepreneur, cryptocurrency advocate, and former U.S. presidential candidate John McAfee has been found dead in his jail cell in Barcelona, Spain, within hours of a court's ruling that he would be extradited to the United States on charges of tax evasion and failure to disclose income. We'll be dedicating a large portion of this program to this story as well, showing you many videos from John McAfee espousing the very, very admirable ideology by which he lived his life. I have to say, he was a true pioneer, a true wild man, a true throwback, I'd have to say, to the juggernaut tycoon sort of prototype really a shockingly interesting guy with some very, very interesting ideas. Of course, we'll get into whether or not this was truly a suicide, as he has in many, many different ways and at many different times expressed that he would never kill himself and that if he ever did end up dead, it would be an Epstein-style situation. So we'll get into some of the evidence on both sides of that. Interestingly enough, he posted, or rather his Instagram made a post a few hours after his death of simply the letter Q. John McAfee, hours after he was dead, posted the cryptic letter Q on his Instagram. There's a lot of speculation about this as well. People saying that embedded within the file of this were some crypto keys. Although that's disputed, they say that's not really what it is. So we'll get into this as well. You should know that Instagram then deleted his account, deleted the account of a dead man the day that he died because he posted a letter of the alphabet. That is how unbelievably insane and censorious the big tech gurus are. He posted a letter from the English alphabet and they deleted his entire Instagram the day that he died. These people are heartless and psychopathic and they run our country. By the way, probably just one of these coincidences, just one of these happy coincidences that Secretary of State Alejandro Mayorkas and a delegation from the Department of Homeland Security happened to be in Spain at that very same time. Just one of those coincidences, I'm sure. Miami building collapse. Rescuers search rubble for survivors. A huge rescue operation is underway in Miami-Dade County, Florida, after a 12-story residential building partially collapsed, killing at least one person. I would have to be surprised if it's only one person, as you can see from the damage. This was a massive hotel or a condo block that just collapsed into rubble at 3 a.m. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of this story, figure out exactly what the hell happened there. The latest speculation is that it was a sinkhole, perhaps, and that other construction companies in Florida have been worried about this exact type of thing happening for a while. And we'll see. Of course, this just sort of goes along with the trend that we're seeing of the physical collapse following the spiritual collapse of the United States. You also had pedestrian bridge collapse in Washington, D.C., blocking I-95. And several other major collapses very recently, including bridges over the Mississippi River, blocking off interstate commerce. Just, the physical collapse now coming following the mental, spiritual, and political collapse of this once great country. After Trump announces a border trip, Kamala Harris has finally decided to visit. The so-called border czar has finally decided to visit the border, but only after President Trump announced that he would be making a trip there, prompting Trump to issue a scathing statement on this. Now, what her visit will do exactly is anybody's guess. She'll essentially have a photo op in El Paso, thousands of miles away, really, from where the actual border crisis is occurring. They'll show you some very nice doctored up photos of very pleasant looking Mexican children in very nice caves. Meanwhile, 1,000 miles away, completely overrun border facilities are being built to the tune of billions of dollars. Here you can see an image from John Cornyn showing just how very far away Kamala Harris will actually be from the heart of the crisis that she created. CDC finds more cases of heart inflammation than expected in vaccinated young males. See, they expected some. They just didn't expect 1,200 of them. More than 1,200 cases of heart inflammation in adolescents and young adults following Pfizer or Moderna's COVID vaccine has been reported to health authorities in the United States. This is according to the CDC on June 23rd. So just massive amounts of heart inflammation in young men being confirmed at this point. CDC Advisory Committee confirms likely association between vaccine and myocarditis heart condition. Yeah, no wonder. Of course, I'll show you some evidence later where they say if they've experienced heart inflammation after the first shot, you're going to want to let that heart inflammation heal completely, but then you're going to want to get the second shot. So even if the first shot almost killed you, just go ahead and wait for a little bit and then make sure you get that second shot because we really want to make sure your heart explodes. Truly incredible. Supreme Court sides with high school cheerleader in a free speech case. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a former high school cheerleader who was punished by her school for a social media post made off of school grounds. In an 8-1 decision, the court ruled that Pennsylvania Public School wrongfully suspended Brandon Levy, a 14-year-old freshman who expressed anger and disappointment on Snapchat when she didn't make the varsity cheerleading team. As reported by Justin News, Levy's post on the popular social media platform boasted a series of curse words and showed her raising the middle finger. However, she was not at school when she made the post. So there you go. She made an angry post on Snapchat, and then they suspended her for a year from cheerleading activities. No word yet on whether being racist on TikTok means your whole life should be destroyed. I haven't talked about that yet. That's the other cheerleader story about expressing things on social media. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to finish up this Daily Dispatch, get in some of these videos, show you some very poignant statements by John McAfee and some very bizarre and indeed traitorous statements by our very own president. Stay with us, folks.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to the Daily Dispatch. Let's finish up here. U.S. ranks last among 46 countries in trust in media, Reuters Institute report finds. The United States ranks last in media trust at 29% among 92,000 news consumers surveyed in 46 countries, a report released Wednesday found. That's worse than Poland, worse than the Philippines, and worse than Peru. Finland leads the charge at 65%. The annual digital news report from the Reuters Institute of the Study of Journalism at Oxford found some improvements in trust in nearly all the countries surveyed, probably thanks to COVID-19 coverage, but not in the U.S., where the low rating was flat year to year. One explanation, though not necessarily the only one, is the extreme political polarization of the U.S. This study, like many others, found extremely high levels of distrust. 75% of those who identify as being on the right thought coverage of their news was unfair. Yeah, it could be the, as you put it, extreme political polarization, or as I would put it, the massively leftist lean of the overwhelming majority of our media, or it could be that the media lies continuously and is caught over and over and over. Now, that could be it. I don't know. You know, what destroys trust? It's like, well, when you're dealing with a liar, you shouldn't trust them. So maybe it's not wrong that we don't trust our media. But of course, you know that the media essentially, there will be no introspection from this. There will be no mainstream media, you know, soul searching, saying, do we need to do better? Why do we have the lowest trust in the entire world? There will be no such questions asked in newsrooms around America. It will be, how do we stop people from questioning us? How do we keep doing everything that we're already doing? How do we keep lying and deceiving and getting caught? How do we keep doing all of that without the negative repercussions? And they this is how absurd they are. Political partisans, especially on the right, trust the news much less and also do not feel news organizations cover their news fairly. News media may be able to respond to this concern. Yeah, they respond by trying to censor anybody on the right. Yeah, they try to respond by deleting people off the internet who point out how biased they are. Yeah, they're responding to it. They're responding to it by silencing the people actually telling the truth. Truly incredible. Here's another major topic of today's program, and we'll get into all of these videos a little bit later. Chairman of Joint Chiefs links white rage to Capitol storming, says he supports critical race theory. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, told Congress on Wednesday that critical race theory is important and expressed his desire to understand white rage, which he seemed to indicate was a theory for the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol. White rage. Representative Mike Waltz, a Green Beret and colonel in the Army National Guard, has asked Milley to address critical race theory lessons delivered at West Point, one of which included a discussion of white rage. It's like, I'm interested in understanding. On the issue of critical race theory, I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and widely read, Milley responded. The United States Military Academy is a university, and it's important that we train and understand that. I want to understand white rage. I'm white. I want to understand it. Okay, well, it's a blood libel against you, moron. Idiot. I mean, what the... Okay. I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find out. Okay, what caused that is you believe a lie. Is that's not what happened. It is what caused people to protest that day is that for an entire year, unmitigated black rage had burned down their cities to the tune of $2 billion and wouldn't even be reported on in the media. What outraged them is the fact that we have a decrepit old zombie who blatantly stole the election using falsified and rushed law changes that were illegal to change the voting system months before this major election. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, had tens of thousands of votes come in exclusively for him that were clearly fake, and nobody would even address it. And our military wouldn't respond to it, and the media wouldn't report on it. That's what caused the outrage, is the utter abuse that American citizens have been under. Red, white, black, yellow, it doesn't matter what color they are. It's about the unmitigated destruction of this country that causes the rage that I'm experiencing right now. General Milley, you utter moron, you complete tool of the establishment. And we're going to get into General Milley, because if you search General Milley's name, you'll find four important stories from the last year, every one of which shows General Milley in the cross-section of the actual coup that went on in this country. That's what caused rage in this country. You know what else causes rage is when you take all of these legitimate grievances and these understandable and unaddressed concerns of the American people and then say they're just like that because they're white. That's what causes rage in this country. You utter incompetent. So we'll get into that a little bit later in the program as well. We'll show you those videos and address those concerns independently. Meanwhile, let's get back to some COVID news here, because this story was originally on USA Today. Then they changed the headline on us, so we went and found a older version of this. Vaccine-related blood clots more deadly than COVID-19 this year in Australia. America's top medical officer on Monday urged countrymen who have received an AstraZeneca COVID shot to not delay getting the second dose, even though the vaccine has been linked to more deaths than COVID in Australia this year. That's right, more Australians have died in 2021 due to the vaccine than the actual pathogen. Let me repeat that. More Australians have died in 2020 because of side effects to the vaccine than have died from COVID-19. That is a real stat about this deadly pandemic. Just unbelievably shocking. From Infowars.com, scientists recover deleted genetic data proving COVID virus was likely circulating in Wuhan before wet market cases. A scientist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle claims to have located genetic sequences from early coronavirus cases in China and says that they show the virus was circulating in Wuhan before any cases were linked to the infamous wet market. So yes, not only were there samples that showed that the virus had been spreading before it had been found or connected to the Wuhan wet market, but that data was apparently deleted, so we wouldn't know about it, and then it was recovered. So again, trust science, except scientists manipulate the data at will to keep the truth from you, perhaps causing hundreds of millions of deaths in the meantime. But it's worth it, small sacrifice to pay when you're fighting climate change or whatever the hell these psychopathic morons think they're doing. MP says important people shouldn't need to quarantine under COVID rules. This from Infowars again. The conservative media inadvertently provided an insight into the hypocrisy of the lockdown when he said people who are important shouldn't have to follow the same COVID-19 quarantine rules as the rest of the population. Also from Infowars, is HARP firing up? FAA issues warning about electromagnetic radiation, a longstanding topic of great speculation among curious minds, is HARP, a controversial Alaska-based research facility that studies the outermost layer of Earth's atmosphere, the ionosphere. And now speculation about this is being knocked up again because of this announcement from the FAA saying that there are temporary flight restrictions due to electromagnetic radiation for scientific research. I mean, yes, it does look like HARP is firing up, or maybe that's just the excuse they need to ground planes. As it turns out, long-distance flying, well, it can aggravate blood clots, which isn't good when you're forcing somebody to take a vaccine that, you know, causes blood clots.
Wow.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
John McAfee was truly one of a kind. A true maverick in every sense of the word. He lived by his own rules, and, well, the authorities didn't like that very much. He was found dead yesterday in a Spanish jail cell. This story from National File. Cybersecurity entrepreneur, cryptocurrency advocate, and former U.S. presidential candidate John McAfee has been found dead in his jail cell in Barcelona, Spain, within hours of a court's ruling that he would be extradited to the United States on charges of tax evasion and failure to disclose income. The Justice Department's indictment alleged that McAfee earned millions of dollars in the years 2014 to 2018 promoting cryptocurrencies, engaging in consulting work, and appearing at speaking engagements, and selling the rights to his life story for a documentary. In each of those years, he failed to report any income to the Internal Revenue Service, which, of course, we know is the greatest crime one can commit, refusing to hand over your money to the American government. That's why Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett also in Spanish jail right now for not paying any taxes. Oh, no, right. They do it the pseudo-legal way. They just hide their money in offshore accounts. But no, this guy, he also didn't pay his taxes. He must be hunted across the world and destroyed because it's about taxes, of course. In his final tweet on June 18th, McAfee wrote, "In a democracy, power is given, not taken, but it's still power. Love, compassion, caring have no use for it, but it is fuel for greedy, hostility, jealousy. All power corrupts. Take care which powers you allow a democracy to wield." And here is a video of John McAfee expressing this sentiment in a way that only he could. Clip 18, here's John McAfee just before his death.
Power corrupt. Well, let's take a look at the human species. Humans are compassionate and loving, gracious, kind, generous people. We are simultaneously greedy, jealous, envious, angry. We're a mixed bag. And if you give one of the human species power, which part of ourselves uses it? Love? Love does not need power, people. It flowers from the heart. Grace? Grace certainly needs no power. Compassion, generosity. No, these are simply things that flow from our good nature. What uses power? Well, greed certainly needs power, doesn't it? If you have enough power, you can take any fucking thing you want. Anger. Oh, anger definitely would love some power, would it not? Envy? Well, with power, whatever you're envious of, you can duplicate on your own. No, it is that negative, unsocial, not life-supporting part of the human animal that needs power. Nothing else needs power. And so we give people power over others through governments, through military. And we expect them not to be corrupt. Wake up, people. Be very cautious who you give power to. Thank you.
Very brilliant stuff. Very brilliant stuff. Now, John McAfee is dead. But whether he committed suicide is still very much up for debate. In fact, that has not actually been the official cause of death declared yet. A spokesperson for the Justice Department of the Catalan Regional Government said everything points that it could be a death by suicide. McAfee's body was found in a jail around 7 p.m. local time. Security personnel tried to resuscitate him, but the jail's medical team later declared him dead, the spokesperson said. McAfee shared the cell with another man, but he was alone when he was found, she said. The spokesperson said she couldn't comment further. So this has not actually been declared a suicide. There are very, very few details as to the actual manner of his death. However, it's being reported as a suicide, and the speculation abounds, as he had multiple times during his life made it explicitly clear that he would not kill himself. And in fact, he had been threatened or warned by federal employees that he might be suicided, that he might be killed in a manner that made it look as though he killed himself. And he made protections against this, tweeting quote, getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill you're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. And there he has on his right arm a tattoo of whacked with a dollar sign in front of it. He also tweeted on October 15th, I am content here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. Zero Hedge reported earlier this month that McAfee argued in a video link hearing that charges against him are politically motivated and that he would die in prison if he was returned to the U.S. If convicted, he was facing up to 30 years in prison. Now, that's a massive threat of jail time. But we have very few details about this yet, and everything prior to his death points to the argument that he did not and would not be killing himself. And so we'll have to wait until some more details are released to actually dig into it and figure out exactly what went on here. He also tweeted out this letter Q. His Instagram was instantly deleted. Again, not a lot of information about that either. It's believed that his wife Janice posted to his account for him while he was imprisoned, but it's unclear if she posted the cryptic Q or if this was perhaps one part of a dead man's switch, which is, of course, a technological invention, essentially, where you have to every day or every few hours go in and enter a code or hit a password or hit a button or do something that only you can do. Otherwise, some sort of, you know, information will be released. All right. So it's programmed to release every 24 hours, but every 24 hours, you basically hit the snooze button on it, like an alarm clock saying, don't release this 24 hours. The idea of which is if you're killed, there's no one there to hit that button. There's no one there to type in that code. That information will be automatically released. So it's a sort of protective shield against people who may, have drawn the ire of the powers that be as a way to say, hey, I have information on you. I have blackmail on you. If you kill me, this information will come out. Therefore, it's in your best interest to keep me alive. That is the speculation as to this Q post, as it did appear hours after his death. People went into the actual file posted and found what they thought were was basically a password or a hash code for to unlock a encrypted file somewhere. Then later people were saying, no, that's not actually what that is. It's actually just a code that Facebook implants into any photos that you paste on that site or on Instagram. So still sort of speculation about that. Speculation really abounds in this situation. But I think it's pretty safe to say that if you listen to the man himself, he didn't commit suicide. And when we get back, I'm going to show you just the beginning, just the first few minutes of an hour-long video that's up now at band.video that says, the title of it is John McAfee from the Grave, I Did Not Kill Myself. And we'll be showing you basically an archive of videos from years and years and years back, all the way up till very recently, of John McAfee reasserting that he would never kill himself. And yet he had suspicions that the government or some sort of nefarious worldwide agency would make it look like he killed himself in order to get rid of him. So we're going to play that video, and I encourage you to watch the whole thing and share the whole thing by going to band.video and Infowars.com. When we get back on the other side, we'll show you just a very small but powerful portion of that video. Stay with us, folks.
All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing, and I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at Infowars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that have spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Dead in a Barcelona Spanish prison at the age of 75. I got a chance to get to know McAfee back in 2012, right after his escape from Belize into Guatemala, and found him to be a larger-than-life type character. Then a few years later, he came and visited us several times in Austin, Texas. I had a chance to go to dinner with him, had a chance to go out shooting with him, and he was even more larger-than-life in person. The guy was definitely an American success story. He made billions of dollars with his McAfee antivirus software. But in the last 4 or 5 years, things got very, very dark. He said that he was being hunted by men that were trying to kill him because they thought he had billions in cryptocurrency, which he said on air he didn't have. And then before he was found dead, supposedly today in his cell in Barcelona by the Spanish prison guards, he was able to get out tweets saying that he feared to be Epstein. Let's go over a couple of these tweets right now. Just 1 week ago, on June 16th, on his official Twitter, John McAfee said, quote, "The U.S. believes I have hidden crypto. I wish I did, but it is dissolved through the many hands of Team McAfee. Your belief is not required. And my remaining assets are all seized. My friends evaporated through fear of association. I have nothing, yet I regret nothing. That is very powerful last known words of John McAfee. I have nothing, yet I regret nothing. Again, larger than life. I would compare the guy to like Captain Morgan. You see on the side of the rum bottles, like the pirate. And he certainly tried to go retire down in Belize and live like a pirate. And that's what was really interesting about him is when he first came on my show, and then Joe Rogan's, we were the first interviewing, he talked about having these secret recordings of the government with terrorists and money laundering, and I'm going to expose it. I hacked all the government's laptops. It turned out later that was true.
Yeah, are you going to reconsider giving us a donation to the party? And I go, no, I'm not. I went to the press. At that point, I started handing out presents, computers that I had my own software on just to monitor things. Okay, I gave them to all the government ministers and their secretaries and their aides. And that's how I found out what was happening.
So you gave them a Trojan horse.
I did.
You made them think they'd won. You started giving them goodies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just like the general public, they just take devices.
They take devices. They don't think. They don't think, well, who is this man? Well, I'm John McAfee, for heaven's sake. I invented computer security. You think I can't turn on your microphone on your laptop in your office and watch what you're doing? That's so trivial. Anybody can do it.
But now he's dead. And all we have is his last communications this year and last year and the year before saying he would never commit suicide. Here's another one from October of last year, 2020. I am content here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. This is in the Barcelona prison. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. So that's a second time he's saying, I will not commit suicide. And if I die in prison, it's a setup. Here's another one that was put out in November of 2019, so a year before the one in 2020. Getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. It's a nice turn of phrase. We're going to Arkansas you. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case I am suicide myself. I didn't. I was whacked. Check out my right arm. And there is, again, his tattoo with the money there and the whack saying why he was killed. So, within minutes of him being announced dead, we're told it's a suicide. Just like we were told with Breitbart, it was a heart attack before his body was even cold and no coroner's examination. And the coroner that finally looked at him then was poisoned by arsenic and died. Political assassination is a very real thing in America, a very real thing around the world, and I think the evidence is overwhelming that John McAfee was targeted, he told us why, and was killed in a Spanish prison for the cryptocurrency they believe he had or for other secrets. But regardless, his work will live on promoting libertarian ideas of basic freedom. I don't think he was a bad person. I think he was somewhat of a wild man. But compared to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton, there's no evidence he ever flew around on airplanes with kidnapped little children. Regardless, a lot of our interviews with him over the years were on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Dozens of them got banned and knocked off. We never re-uploaded them to ban.video. This reminded us to. So we're going to create a John McAfee archive page, and we'll post all the interviews we've done with him and any other interviews that are out there that have been censored. And so we're going to put a few of the interviews on the tail end of this right now when we're shooting with him, my first interview with him in 2012, and then we'll endeavor to post some of the other archives in a John McAfee section, again, at ban.video. That URL itself is being censored on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, you name it. So the URL to share for now, the new backup is freeworldnews.tv. Override big tech censors. Click the link below and share this important report. It was just about an hour ago that I learned that John McAfee had supposedly committed suicide or had been arkansided. And I went and put this shirt on that says Free American because he was certainly, if anything, a free American. And all free Americans, all humans are threatened by a system that even though you're a political prisoner, even though you're being death threatened, even though you warn the world that they're threatening to kill me, I'm not going to commit suicide, and then they kill you. Just like Epstein, who was not a patriot, and just like McAfee, and then before their bodies, even cold, were told that it's a suicide. This is the murder of truth, and it's so dangerous. So we're going to investigate what happened to John McAfee. We're not going to let this thing just get basically pasted over, covered up, And we're going to continue to make sure that more people are not being tortured to death and killed in these gulags run by the globalists around the world. So to John McAfee and all the other patriots out there, we're going to continue to investigate and not let you die in vain. And I just want, in closing, want to say to listeners, we've been getting a lot of threats, a lot of attacks by the globalists as well. They are making their move worldwide. They are killing so many reporters, so many journalists. So I want to be 1,000%, 1,000,000,000% clear to infinity. I will never commit suicide. I will never kill myself. And if I'm found dead in a jail cell, or if I'm found dead in a hotel room with a needle in my arm, or anything like that, it is the deep state that did it, and I want them held accountable. If anything happens to me, look at Bill Gates, Hillary Clinton, the deep state of the New World Order. They are the enemies of America, the enemies of humanity, and they're the ones that have long histories of serious criminal activity and never being held accountable. So if anything happens to me, the thunderbolt should strike me. Like the Godfather says, blame those people, the same ones, like the Clintons and the others that probably killed John McAfee because he was a rebel they couldn't control.
Well, he's coming to us first, and I'm find it flattering and interesting that he's a listener. He's going to be on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast coming up later this afternoon. I talked to Joe, by the way, this morning. Joe's going to be on with us, I think Thursday. He's got his national tour going around the country. Always great to have my friend Joe Rogan on the show. But it's funny, I talked to Joe this morning and then separately talked to John McAfee, and he was telling me that he was going to be on Joe's show. It's just a plug there. I hope they don't come after him. He's been on the phone with a Forbes writer when the police show up with armed men, and he's offering a huge reward to find out who really killed the person in Belize that they're saying he's the main suspect in. And, of course, he's the inventor of one of the most well-known antivirus software, John McAfee. And he worked for Lockheed until 87, then ventured into the antivirus business, one of the first people to understand that that was obvious problem out there with the viruses. And he joins us now. He's been on many TV shows with his different businesses down in Belize for tourists and things. And then he got raided by police in a bizarre event. And then now they're saying down there in the piratical, area of former British Honduras, what is Belize, beautiful area, I've been there many times, that he's the murder suspect. Now, most of you probably already know that. John McAfee, from tech pioneer to murder suspect, is one of the headlines. McAfee on the run, murder and mayhem, but few taxes in Belize. That's Forbes. The continuing story of John McAfee is told by John McAfee. So he is speaking out. And McAfee's former girlfriend says the internet pioneer is fighting for his life. And he is on with us today. Sir, thank you for reaching out to us, because I have to tell you, when I saw this break in the last few weeks, I was like, that sounds like pure bull to me. That, what they're saying happened, plus the Belizean police. I've only been out there 8 or 9 times, but I've read about it. I mean, they're well known for being pretty darn corrupt, but I've seen them do some shady things in Belize City. But enough of me. You've got the floor. Good to have you here. Start at the beginning. Tell us what really happened, or as best you can tell, and where all this is going, and about the reward that people can find there on your website that I'll also put up on screen.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm really happy to be here. This breaks my boredom tremendously. I've been living in a very constrained environment for a while. So,
just the beginning of an hour-long video called John McAfee from the Grave, I Did Not Kill Myself. You can find and share that video at band.video, infowars.com, freeworldnews.tv. And I hope that you do. It's an easy way to support us, spread our information, spread this work. If you want to support us in a more substantial way, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the great sales there, and know that what you're doing is truly, truly helping fight the globalist world order that would see us all dead.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. Well, we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Horror movie tells the story of Karen, a racist white woman who terrifies a black family after they move into her neighborhood. Because you know the one conversation that society as a whole has neglected in recent years? How racist white people are. Literally no one ever talks about it.
Tell me about your new neighbors. They're black. Do you mind keeping it down?
Apparently, after committing a series of microaggressions against the black couple, Karen ends up trying to kill them.
We are living next door to a racist.
Bad things happen to people that don't comply.
Actor Taryn Manning, who plays the role of Karen, declared that she felt a social responsibility to play the villain to affect change around the globe.
What's been going on is devastating. It's time for change and for me to be part of the bigger picture.
Really? You see, what I think's more devastating than some fictional stereotype based on a meme is 6 straight months of violent BLM rioting that left dozens of people dead, small businesses reduced to ash, and $2 billion in damages.
Largely peaceful demonstrations.
Is a 32% spike in homicides in major cities like New York, Dallas, and Chicago over the last year. Is one single weekend of Juneteenth mass shootings across 7 states that left multiple people dead and dozens injured. Is a white woman in New Jersey who joined the Juneteenth celebration being viciously beaten by a mob. Is a gunman in Georgia and Alabama who was involved in 3 separate shootings before telling police he deliberately sought to hunt down white men. Is a Puerto Rican mother of 2 in Chicago being dragged out of her vehicle and executed on the street. Apparently, now it's racist to identify the perpetrators of violent crime. But let's just say Yasmin Perez wasn't murdered by a Karen. Turns out none of this was carried out by some racist white woman called Karen. Well, imagine my shock. Imagine my surprise that the hashtag Stop Asian Hate campaign suddenly went quiet when all the perpetrators of the violent crime against Asians were revealed. You see, movies like Karen are required to amplify the narrative that white people represent the biggest violent threat in America. Because real life kind of suggests the opposite is true. The reality is such a 180 to that portrayed in the Karen movie that fact-checking organizations like the Poynter Institute are now demanding that local news stations drastically reduce their coverage of local crime stories. Why? Because reporting on them fuels systemic racism. So reporting on the true nature and identity of the perpetrators of violent crime might make people more racist. Gee, I wonder why that could be.
They're black.
We didn't do anything!
So I guess better to just bury the truth or ignore it altogether and pretend it doesn't exist. If black lives matter, why are you telling news organizations to ignore violent crime
the victims of which are predominantly black. Who's the racist now? What's funny is that part of the agenda behind this Karen movie was to rile up white conservatives. Yet it's only succeeded in angering leftists and BLM supporters, its intended audience. Oof, look at that ratio. Because thanks to the Biden administration and the media, they're all living under this delusion that violent white supremacists are running amok everywhere.
The top domestic violent extremist threat comes from the white race.
So now they're all having anxiety attacks on social media over this Karen film.
They made a movie about what black people that live next to racists have to actually endure every day for entertainment. They love profiting of black trauma. They really want us to watch more black trauma porn.
Yeah. They want you to watch it on a movie screen because it's not happening on any scale in reality.
That's such a good point. This is the latest from Paul Joseph Watson. Yeah, it's like they literally have to make fantasies up about it to try to propagandize people into believing something that doesn't exist. But the amazing thing to me is you could have this exact same movie made, reverse the roles, right? You have a black neighbor terrorizing the white people, make it totally, you know, egregiously racist against the black guy. White American women would be more offended at the caricature of the black person than they are of the caricature of them. That's the amazing thing to me. It's like, you understand this is you they're talking about, right? It's like, there's no awareness. It's literally like dodo birds. It's like, they don't understand. That's like, no, you're the one they're making fun of. You're the one they're calling evil. You're the one they're trying to portray in this horrible light. And they're just like, they just like don't even know. They can't even tell they're being attacked.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. Whew, and we're about to get into some things, folks. Because, my God, are we in trouble. I mean, my God, are we in trouble. Yeah. Our military has been taken over by extremists that are now using the label of extremists to try to purge anybody that actually understands or believes in the American Constitution. It's part of the paving the way for their coming abuses. Get rid of anybody who actually understands the American Constitution, understands the limitations that it imposes on the government and the freedoms that it gives to the American people. You want people who don't either don't understand that or don't agree with it, because then you can violate those rights and the people following your orders will have no compunction in doing so. Pretty clear what's going on here. Our military, just like our government, has been taken over by anti-American extremists. It sounds wild to say, but what other conclusion are we left with when you have the people that I'm talking about openly espousing this belief? Truly incredible. Let's go to some videos here. We'll start with General Mark Milley versus Matt Gaetz, clip number 7 on critical race theory. General Mark Milley versus Matt Gaetz on critical race theory. Here it is.
How should the Department of Defense think about critical race theory?
Could I make a comment, Secretary? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm very limited on my time, General Milley.
Well, I just want to make a comment.
I've asked the question to Secretary Austin.
I don't know what the issue of critical race theory is and what the relevance
here in with the department. We do not teach critical race theory. We don't embrace critical race theory. And I think that's a spurious conversation.
I would like to yield some of my time to General Milley because I know that he had some comments that he wanted to make when Representative Gates was talking.
Sure. First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it, and we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know, and I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets, but I want to know, and it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
Thank you, General.
Wow, where to begin with that? I'd begin with a firing squad. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No. Legally, I mean, you know, treason, right? Like, what was the punishment for treason? I'm just talking about legal processes here. Nothing out of the ordinary, of course, because what you just saw was obviously pure obfuscation. I don't understand critical race theory, but let me go on a little diatribe where I lay out its main points perfectly, as if I believe all of them. It's just like, okay, so you understand exactly what this is. You understand exactly what's going on here. And yeah, you do need to understand Lenin and Mao, but let's understand something. He said, I want to understand white rage. Okay, General Milley. I'll explain white rage to you right now. White rage is a blood libel against you and your people. Okay? Oh, you want to understand it? Well, we got to give a voice to the people blood libeling us. Yeah, you know, you just got to, you know, so let's just put this in the compartment that it belongs in. And let's just assume instead of critical race theory, we were talking about Holocaust denialism. Let's just switch those two words out and see how illuminating it is. Let's just ask ourselves if, like, the military of Israel would sit in front of the Knesset and go, look, you know, I think I'm actually for Holocaust denialism. I think it's worth it to understand and to read into, you know, these writers that say that the Holocaust didn't happen. I think it's worth it to understand this and look into it because, after all, you know, this is just, like, it's absurd, right? It's outrageous. It makes no sense. But this is where we are now. This is what's happening. I like Drew Holden's response to this. He says, it's genuinely staggering to me how many otherwise seemingly intelligent people can't get the difference between reading something provocative and teaching children that something provocative is the only right way to view the world. And that's another great point. So you take it a step farther. It's like, well, not only are we discussing Holocaust denialism in order to understand its points, you know, and perhaps to disabuse the people who believe them of it to, you know, confront the misinformation with facts. That's not what critical race theory is it? You aren't talking about critical race theory. Talk about how wrong it is, like you might discuss the writings of Lenin or Mao. No, it's being taught. It's being enforced. I resent, what do you say? I resent being accused of the military as woke. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense is just like, yeah, we are purging the military of anybody who has an icon of this, Archangel Michael, anybody who has the Pepe logo, anybody who is a member of the Three Percenters, the Proud Boys, or the Oath Keepers. You're implementing policies that are reshaping the entire military on woke lines. So resent it all you want, fat moron. You're a tool. You are a useful idiot with a bunch of colored ribbons on his chest making him feel good. You don't need to teach the lessons of your enemies. You can understand them to rebut them. That's not what he did there. He recited them as if he believes them, as if he believes that the fact that black people were considered 3/4 of a human 200 years ago somehow has an impact on today's America. New York Times. General Milley pushes back on GOP accusations of woke military. Let's talk about some of the other stuff that General Milley has been involved in. We'll do that in the next segment. Because you probably recognize his name. Because there's been some other stuff that old Milley has been involved in over the last few years. And I think they're extremely illuminating once we go back and look at them. Illuminating in a number of different ways. Gateway Pundit has a great article. Lloyd Austin, is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin really this clueless? I'm going to answer that. No. No, no, no. He's lying to you. Now, he knows exactly what he's doing. And this performative outrage, how dare you claim that we're woke? It's just like, who's giving you orders? The ADL? So you're taking the ADL's suggestion as to who to purge from your military, and you're claiming you're not woke, right? You're letting a privately organized, privately funded, racial supremacist organization dictate to you who should and should not be in the American military and what courses are being taught at American military universities, an organization, by the way, compromised mostly of foreigners. And you're acting outraged that we would point this out. You're acting outraged that people actually notice what you're doing and are standing up against it. Treason. Treason, treason, treason. It's a coup. We've been taken over by un-Americans.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at man.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at man.video.
General Milley says he wants to understand white rage. Says, quote, "What is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America?" Let's just... All right, it's a short sentence. What is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What is wrong with having some situational understanding of the country we're here to defend? Well, if your situational understanding is based off of a blatant lie, do you really have situational understanding, General? If you're being told that the reason that people peacefully protested at the Capitol on January 6th, in which nobody was armed, nobody other than a peaceful protester was murdered, in which almost no damage was even done, a couple windows broken, an envelope stolen, a desk got shoe prints on it. So let's just clarify just how incompetent, confused, wrong General Milley is, okay? First of all, it wasn't thousands of people, it was millions. Second of all, they didn't assault the building. They walked through it in like single file line. And they didn't try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America. They tried to have their voices heard. They tried to get some sort of redress of their grievances. This is explicitly allowed by the First Amendment. I want to understand white rage, and I'm white. Again, this is like a Jew being like, look, I want to understand Holocaust denial, and I'm a Jew. It's just like, okay, it's a blood libel. That's what it is. So you understand it now. I've told you what it is now. You understand it. You understand that it's taking legitimate grievances that American citizens of every race, color, and creed felt. They felt like their vote had been stolen. They felt like their elections had been jacked with extra legally. They felt like their concerns were outright dismissed by the authorities, from the media to the government itself and everybody in between. They held march after march after march, each one bigger than the last. Each one, by the way, attacked by Antifa. videos afterwards of families with small children being violently attacked afterwards, and no reporting on this, no talking about this. You think that might enrage some people? You think it might enrage some people to try over and over and over again to peacefully have their voices heard, only to be demonized, only to be told the only reason you're really doing this is because you're a racist white person? Wouldn't that inspire a little bit of rage? Wouldn't it inspire rage in black people if they had the media, every single channel, people in Congress talking about Black Lives Matter and just saying, look, this is just black outrage. This is just black rage. That's all it is. They're just mad that they're black. They're mad because they're black, or they're mad, you know, as a condition of being black. So you can ignore all of their concerns. You can ignore all of their complaints. You can brush them under the rug. They're just black. Well, doesn't that cause a little bit of outrage in the black community? To be dismissed, not just dismissed, but slandered as you're being dismissed, libeled as you're being dismissed, having your concerns not even heard but called racist, wouldn't that cause a little bit of rage for anybody that it was subjected to? So this utter incompetent has been involved in a few other things over the last few years. From the New York Times, 1 year ago in June 2020, General Milley apologizes for his role in Trump photo op. I should not have been there. The country's top military official apologized on Thursday for taking part in President Trump's walk across Lafayette Square for a photo op after the authorities used tear gas and rubber bullets to clear the area of peaceful protesters. Quote, I should not have been there, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said in a pre-recorded video commencement address to the National Defense University. My presence at that moment in that environment created a perception of a military involved in domestic politics. See, he's very concerned about seeming as if he's involved in domestic politics. That's why he gets up in front of the Congress and spouts off a diatribe of the ideas of critical race theory in full support of the leftist agenda in purging the military of those who hold conservative positions. That's just how apolitical he is, you see. But he also, it also, I don't know if you remember this, about a month ago, an investigation revealed that this photo op in which authorities used tear gas to get away with the protesters so they could have this photo op, which all of this outrage was predicated on, was a lie. So this is General Milley falling for another lie of the media, right? And being forced to apologize and grovel. And, oh, I spent days agonizing over my participation in this. Well, you fell for another lie, moron. Just like you're falling for the lie of white rage. Just like you're falling for the lie of critical race theory. Just like you fell for the lie of 1619 and 400 years of slavery. He literally says, what we're seeing is the protests that have not have ended, not only speak of his killing, but of the centuries of injustice towards African Americans. What we're seeing is the long shadow of our original sin in Jamestown 401 years ago. Oh, real apolitical, buddy. Supporting the 1619, 400 years of slavery, blood libel, slander. He called on the military to address issues of systemic racism in the armed forces, where 43% of the enlisted troops are people of color, but only a tiny handful are in the ranks of senior leadership. Well, you should lower your standards, obviously. You should put people in positions of power in the U.S. military because of their skin color. I think that's the right solution. Heck, it's working out great with old Lloyd Austin, isn't it? Ex-Raytheon director. Purging our military at the behest of and at the direction of and using the standards of the ADL and other racist supremacist organizations. But no, he's just so apolitical. But again, it's like he does what he's supposed to do. He does his job. He's there protecting the president, the municipal authorities, clear Lafayette Square of protesters because, you know, they're rioting and trying to burn down the White House and putting 60 Secret Service members in the hospital in a single night. You know, the actual insurrection, the actual coup, the actual ongoing violence that went on for a year without the authorities lifting a single finger also contributed to white rage, by the way, if that's what you want to call it. Rage of regular Americans. You know, the rage, white rage, if you really want to define it as that, you know where it's expressed? It's expressed at school board meetings. It's expressed at city council meetings. It's expressed in Congress to you just now. And they're shut down. They're arrested. They're ignored. What about big white rage armed protest in Richmond, Virginia, 2 years ago? Tens of thousands of angry white guys getting together and peacefully demonstrating. Nothing destroyed, nobody hurt, 20,000 guns, nothing, no arrests. What happened? They passed the bill anyway. I'm talking about white rage. It's the least effective rage of all time. It's the only rage that our authorities feel fine with ignoring and then making illegal. So Mark Milley, you idiot, time and time again, you keep getting fooled, you keep falling for it and trusting the same people.
All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Gateway Pundit has this headline: Is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin really this clueless? And they talk about his apparent ignorance of the fact that the guy that he hired, Bishop Garrison, in order to oversee the purging of the American military of anybody that, you know, opposes them, apparently didn't know. He said, this article goes on to say, quote, "It's astonishing that Lloyd Austin would admit he had no idea that Bishop Garrison is associated with critical race theory." They say Lloyd Austin is not a stupid man. He's articulate and educated, more articulate, in fact, than the dunderhead chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley. But Austin is either lying or intellectually incurious. Who would give Garrison the position of senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense for Diversity and Inclusion without checking out his writings and public comments? Worse, Garrison embraces a definition of extremism that mimics Britain's King George said about patriots of 1776. The Pentagon's brain, they call it, DARPA, recommended a brand new category of extremism called patriotic extremism, which occurs when a citizen believes, quote, the U.S. government has become corrupt, or has overstepped its constitutional boundaries. And this is the guy that they put in charge of purging the military of extremists. And his definition of extremist is, you think the government is corrupt. It's not that hard to figure out. They're purging anybody who believes in the American way, in knowing that all governments are in some way corrupt and our system is there to prevent them from exercising that corruption. I mean, it's just insane. It's insane. Of course, the critical race theory, Black Lives Matter ideology says that our entire government was founded for and because of racism, and that all of its institutions, from the police to the filibuster, are remnants of that racial corruption and must be destroyed. I wonder if that's what they mean when they talk about the government being corrupt as a symptom of being an extremist. Of course not. Obviously not, right? So I'd have to agree with the writer of this Gateway Pundit article. Lloyd Austin is not clueless. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's doing it on purpose. He's very devious in this rollout. Very devious. Mark Milley, on the other hand, I'm more and more convinced as the day goes on, is an idiot of the highest degree. I mean, this guy really just must be dumb as a brick. He's good at following orders. That much is clear. He's good at acting like the orders that he's following are legitimate and worthy. He's very good at obeying his authorities, whoever they may be. He's supposed to be at the top. He's clearly not. He's clearly manipulated by people in the media or the people around him. Exhibit A is this apology he issued, this groveling he put out after a very appropriate, very normal excursion in Washington, D.C. He actually considered resigning because of this. And we know the entire thing was predicated on a lie. The lie was that the U.S. military, at the behest of Trump, used tear gas and munitions to clear Lafayette Square for a photo op. That was the lie that all of this is based on. And it was revealed through an extensive investigation just a few months ago that the entire thing was a falsehood, the entire thing was a fabrication, it didn't actually exist. But at the time, they used that lie to convince General Milley to grovel and apologize. He's literally like, oh, I spent days. He said he's been agonizing about appearing in that photo. And he says, my appearance in that photo sparked a debate around the country about the politicization of the military. He's like, oh, I can't have that. And it's like, no, it didn't. It's a smear that they use to humiliate you. And you have been thoroughly humiliated, sir. I mean, the weakness that this shows. You know what the correct response would have been? I'm the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I was protecting the President of the United States. If you want to try to act like that's a bad thing, go get stuffed. That's the correct. That would be a non-cowardly response, see? But he's a coward. He agonized for 10 days over the lies that he was being told. Then he apologized and groveled and humiliated himself. on the basis of these lies, and I still don't think he knows he was being used. He still doesn't understand that he has been used by the mainstream media to progress their agenda the entire time. But there's more that he's been involved in the last few years. Joint Chiefs head says military won't have a role in resolving the 2020 election. See, he's just so concerned about, you know, making sure the military seems apolitical. That's why he's, you know, encouraging reading critical race theory in military academies. That's why he is in favor of purging the military of Trump supporters, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, anybody in the right wing. It's because he's so apolitical. He's so apolitical that he's going to politicize the military. This guy's not smart. This guy's a very dumb person that's being manipulated by people smarter than him who are cackling like hyenas in the background. It really is humiliating. He doesn't even know that he's being humiliated. He's probably getting patted on the back. Wow, that was really good, Mark. Yeah. Yeah, you really stood up to them now. All the papers are writing articles talking about how you smacked back at Matt Gaetz. You destroyed Matt Gaetz. Yeah, you're doing great, man. You're doing really great. Then, like, he leaves the room. They're just like, oh, my God, that guy is dumb as hell. They're laughing at you, Mark Milley. They're laughing at you, okay? But why did he say this? Why did he say that the military wouldn't have a role in resolving the 2020 election? It's because at the time, President Joe Biden was suggesting the military would remove Trump from the White House. He was saying that he would order the military to forcibly remove the sitting president from the executive mansion. Maybe that's politicizing the military, moron. He's like, no. Yeah, that sparked a national debate of the role in the military and civil society, Milley said in a video in June. I should not have been there. He's just groveling, apologizing over blatant lies that he never should apologize for. What about this one? Pelosi calls General Milley to block unhinged Trump from using the nuclear codes. Do you remember when the House Speaker of the Congress tried to get the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the military to usurp the sovereign right of the duly elected president? Do you remember that coup attempt? That's what a coup attempt looks like. That is an attempt to overthrow the Constitution. Any concern about that, moron Milley? Did you feel the need to step up and push back against that literal coup attempt, a literal usurpation of power by an American politician? Or did you just allow that to go on? Did they just humiliate you there also? What about this? Pelosi pushes back on Joint Chief Chairman's account of guard deployment on January 6th. Did you forget that Nancy Pelosi blamed you for January 6th? She did. Milley said there's no attempt to delay the deployment of the National Guard. This is in pushback to Pelosi coming out and saying that essentially she accused General Mark Milley of withholding a reaction to January 6th and allowing the riot to happen. She blamed you for this. Is it blackmail? Is it extortion? Are they saying you're going to take the blame for this unless you help us turn it into a racial thing? Unless you help us purge the military, you're going to be on the docket for January 6th? Are you being extorted, General Milley? Or are you just too dumb to understand how you're being manipulated? These are the questions I think we need to answer. Because Mark Milley is clearly an incompetent. He clearly doesn't understand what's going on here. He clearly is a useful tool of much smarter people who like to use his rank and his colorful ribbons to provide authority to the blatant lies that they're spreading. And then he'll humiliate himself on the basis of these lies, apologize for the lie, and then return to his masters like the beaten dog that he is. And these are the people that run our entire military, folks. We're done. America's done.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine.
It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. In the next hour, I will be welcoming a very special guest in studio, Jeremy Brown, the U.S. Army veteran and whistleblower who exposed the fact that the FBI attempted to get to recruit him to infiltrate pro-conservative movements, patriotic movements, militias before January 6th. Very excited to talk to him in person in the next hour. And I've been saving Biden's call for gun control. I'd like to talk to him about that, and we'll play those videos in the next hour. But we have a lot of other news that I'll get to in this last segment here. That's pretty interesting. President Donald Trump will be holding a rally in Sarasota, Florida on July 3rd, the day before America's cherished Independence Day. This year's 4th of July festivities have thus far been overshadowed by Juneteenth, a new federal holiday celebrating the end of slavery. But the 4th of July might end up being bigger than ever now after Trump's rally. And I believe he has another rally in 3 days in Ohio. Is that right, guys? I saw a video showing this. But I want to talk about this because we need to understand that as of the successful coup of the American government, the successful abusing of our electoral system and implementation of these continuity of government groups in order to install a puppet on the throne, as it were, in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We are in a different world now. This is not 2016. This is not 2018. This isn't even 2020. This is 21. And as far as the authorities and the woke military are concerned, Trump rallies might as well be domestic terrorist training grounds. Okay? So you need to understand that going to these rallies is very important. You should go to these rallies if at all possible. Florida, Ohio, wherever you can find them. It's important to go, show that you won't be scared out of showing support for your president or your country. That's important. But you also need to understand that these are the best possible events for networking, coordinating, and establishing communication lines between patriots. Just understand that when you go to a Trump rally, in the minds of the authorities, you're a domestic terrorist, okay? You're a white nationalist, white supremacist, domestic terrorist, and you'll be hunted very soon, right? So we don't know how long Trump will be able to carry out these rallies. He may be arrested on some trumped-up charge any day now. The military may declare that these rallies are racist and will shut them down forcibly. They may come up with another COVID variant that shuts these down. So the rallies are coming back, but we can't just treat them like we did before as big patriotic parties to go and have a lot of fun. You got to take this seriously. You got to understand, even if you know, just like I do, that you're just a regular American, you go to work every day, you got kids, maybe grandkids, you're not violent, you're a peaceful person, you love your country and love your neighbors. That's not how you're being portrayed anymore. That's not how you're being treated anymore. That is not a shield anymore against abuse from the United States government. First Amendment doesn't apply to you anymore, okay? The Second Amendment is on its way out if the Democrats get their way. So these events coming up, these Trump rallies, have increased in importance by 100 times. Frankly, I don't care what Trump has to say. I don't think he's going to say anything we haven't heard before. I think he's going to say a bunch of stuff that isn't really important, doesn't help. It just doesn't really matter who's speaking or what they're saying. What matters is that tens of thousands of patriotic Americans are getting together in a single place to communicate with each other, to build networks with each other, to create groups with each other, to create private, secured, encrypted chat logs with each other. So take this seriously. Go enjoy yourself at the rally. They are incredibly fun events surrounded by patriotic and loving Americans. It's good to enjoy it. But don't just come away with a MAGA hat and a souvenir flag and feel like you've done your patriotic duty. Things are getting very intense these days, and there is no other organizing or unifying force in America greater than Donald Trump right now, still. So use this chance, use this opportunity to build your network, to meet people, come up with plans, contingency plans. They shut down the internet. How will you communicate? They shut down electricity. How will you eat? This is real. This is where we're headed, okay? So, again, I know what we're going to see. We're going to see a bunch of fireworks. We're going to see a bunch of flags waving. We're going to hear some music from the 70s, and then everybody's going to go home. Don't let that be the end of the rally. Let the rally not be a celebration, but a planning meeting. It's not a victory thing. We have not won. It should be an organizing event. It should be an opportunity for every patriotic American to meet hundreds of people like you, to get in contact with each other, to stay in contact with each other, and to get ready for what we know is coming down the pipe, okay? Very important. Very, very important to know. I like this headline. It's from morningshots.thebulwark.com. Why ban only critical race theory? I said they're banning critical race theory. Why not ban Marxism? My answer is good idea. My answer is that's a great point. Why not Marxism, feminism, critical legal theory? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ban them all. Ban them all. Ban them all. Have I mentioned I'm less libertarian than I used to be? I don't think we ever would have gotten to critical race theory if all these others hadn't been permitted to be taught. Because again, they're not really teaching anything. What they're indoctrinating people into is to believe that the country that they grew up in, the religion of the God they worship, the establishment of any sort of law and order is inherently racist, is inherently limiting, and must be destroyed. So, I mean, I guess it is kind of an interesting balancing act. You know, it's like one of those things that's like, well, if you're fighting terrorists because they're so evil, and one of the evidence of their evilness is that they torture people, but in order to fight them, you have to torture them to find out the information, then are you really even better than them? And at that point, why are you fighting back against them? So like right now, communism, critical race theory, you know, the current modern incarnation of feminism, and of course, Marxism, like that's an ideology that destroys free speech. It's an ideology that targets people based on immutable characteristics of themselves, completely at odds with the professed ideology or the professed mindset of the American people. And it is a way of thinking and a way of operating in a control system under which free speech is impossible. So it's like, can we preserve free speech from the encroachment of authoritarian ideologies like Marxism and communism without falling into doing what they're doing by eliminating free speech? It's an interesting question. I'd say it's worth risking it. I'd say it's worth risking, you know, banning things like this. Because they're lies. I mean, I get that argument that it's like, well, you know, you shouldn't teach critical race theory because it's ahistorical. Yeah, 1619 is ahistorical. Critical race theory is ahistorical. A lot of stuff that we teach in schools is blatantly ahistorical. That's kind of the point, right? They don't want you knowing the reality. They want your conception of history to be binary, black and white, easily understood, even though it's false, right? Their history, as they understand it, is white people bad, everybody else good. It is colonialism, Holocaust, slavery. That is their understanding of history, and they're very, very happy to have it that way. Because believing that that's all history is becomes very, very easy to demonize a particular race of people in order to divide a nation of people, in order to segment that nation into more easily conquered divisions, in order to deny American rights to entire swaths of the citizenry. Very, very convenient to have ahistorical lessons being taught. So there you go. Why only ban critical race theory? Great question. I think that should just be a start.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Those scratching their heads over Congress and Joe Biden giving themselves yet another paid holiday over the largely unknown Texas tradition known as Juneteenth deserve an explanation. Juneteenth is celebrated by Black Americans as a day of independence, commemorating the day when on June 19, 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, Union General Gordon Granger, outfitted with 20,000 troops, rode to Galveston, Texas, and read from Order Number 3. The nightmare of slavery that had been a highly contentious issue since the Revolutionary War and led to 620,000 Americans dying during the Civil War was finally over. Joe Biden doesn't care to mention that his state of Delaware continued slavery for six more months after the events on Juneteenth. It had taken nearly 3 years to free slaves in Delaware after the Emancipation Proclamation finally morphed into the 13th Amendment.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Unfortunately, the cruel practice of dominance over your fellow human being continues today in the guise of self-righteous guilt by the ACT Blue George Soros-fueled corporatocracy inhabiting our government.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, the terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take. What I've long called America's original sin.
Enslaving modern generations with the chains of critical race theory as a political weapon to divide and conquer.
Whether it's trying to fight against teaching basic history around racism and the role of racism in U.S. history to, you know, there's a direct through line from that to denying Juneteenth.
We've never had a serious solutions-oriented conversation about restitution to enslaved people or to their descendants. We've never passed legislation at the national level to so much as explore repairing the harm done by America's original sin.
I am proud to stand with fellow mayors organized for reparations and equity.
Make this movement a reckoning for the African American community in Sacramento.
It's impossible to address, you know, the core at the heart of this issue
without addressing our original sin as a country.
That runs through so much of the work that we do in Durham, and that mission is to take on here in the heart of the South the devastating legacy of racism, our great national sin, and the devastating legacy of slavery, our great regional sin.
While our most sacred tradition of celebrating our Independence Day on July 4th faces a well-organized cancel culture, where, for example, in Evanston, Illinois, the Juneteenth parade and a gay pride parade go on as planned, while the 4th of July parade and fireworks are canceled. While racist Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has declared racism a public health emergency and has diverted $10 million in coronavirus funds to boost equity.
The consequences of gun violence, if you look at the root causes, you can trace a lot of that to racism, systemic poverty, all those other consequences. So naming it and making it an official declaration of the city gives us the opportunity to have a conversation on the table and start addressing the root causes.
As shots increasingly ring out annually during Juneteenth celebrations,
there are literally a dozen or so locations, as Ruben pans, you can see on this side of the street. These are shell casings. On the other side of the street, shell casings. Police have, crime scene investigators have a lot of work. Actually, some of them are over there processing another area. All of this after what was to be a celebration, a Juneteenth celebration.
Chaos from every direction.
We were out trying to celebrate Juneteenth, and I think it just got reckless.
Police say a man was killed and four other people were injured when multiple shooters fired at a large crowd around 4 a.m.
The sounds of gunfire caused panic and hundreds of people to run away, as seen in the surveillance video. Neighbors say thousands of people came to Lakeshore to party, many of them celebrating Juneteenth.
And the Lori Lightfoot scourge of racism.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. The third hour has begun. Sitting to my right is Jeremy Brown. If you are a avid Infowars fan, you probably recognize him because I actually interviewed him, I believe, on the War Room, it was, because I think it was before we had American Journal. Back when you first sort of broke the story. You blew the whistle on the fact that the FBI came to you and asked you to help them in infiltrating Patriot groups back, I believe, in October of 2020. Is that about right?
Actually, they contacted me in December of 2020.
So. Okay. So just before the January 6th event. And I remember when we interviewed you back then, you were like in hiding. You were like staying at a friend's house. You were sort of moving around.
That's right. I was staying with a friend's house somewhere in an undisclosed location in Florida, but
yeah.
I'm at an undisclosed location in Texas. So.
Well, all right. Well, we're very glad you're here. I'll read your bio here for to elucidate the people. Jeremy Brown is a proud father, former small business owner, a decorated U.S. Army Special Forces combat veteran who served over 20 years in the U.S. military. Jeremy is an American first patriot who has challenged the Democratic establishment in Florida when he ran for U.S. Congress in 2020. To this day, he still fights for the promises of our forefathers, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, all of these are at threat right now, Mr. Brown. Can you tell me what your experience has been since coming out with this revelation that you were sort of pursued by the FBI in an attempt to get you to infiltrate Patriot groups? And now that this is sort of coming out now that the FBI may have been more involved in January 6th than we thought previously, has anything else happened recently?
Well, really, it hasn't, Harrison. And I will tell you that really the story was never really picked up by the mainstream media. I know that Jim Hoff at the Gateway Pundit, who's doing awesome work,
as always,
picked up on it, and that really brought it to the forefront within the alternative media, the independent media, and ended up doing about 14 different interviews on various different platforms, including yours. And it was American Journal.
Oh, it was. Yeah, okay. So, all right. Seems so long ago, man, these 6 months.
There's basically two ways that the government deals with people like me. They either help them to coordinate their immediate suicide, or they ignore them into oblivion. And I think the second and least dangerous for me is what we're seeing now. But now recently, I guess, through just independent, a person emailed me and said, "Hey, I noticed that your story's not getting any more traction. I'm going to email Jim Hoff." And then literally within hours, he had reposted the story, and it kind of coordinated with the Revolver article and the Tucker Carlson. And it really has, you know, re-energized, interest in the story. But I would like to just say to Brandon Gray from JustAnotherChannel.com, congratulations. You broke the story on March 5th on Band.video and JustAnotherChannel.com. And, you know, here we are.
So. Yeah. And so let's sort of go over the story quickly again, just to remind everybody exactly what happened. Can you tell us what your experience was? Because, again, the important part about you coming out and exposing this is you're probably not the only one. This probably happened hundreds, maybe thousands of times across the country, the FBI going and trying to recruit people. Some people probably said yes. Some people probably said no. You, as far as I know, are the only one that actually told, you know, is telling people what's going on. So just quickly, again, can you remind people what exactly happened to you?
Yeah. So after the election of November 3rd, I basically reached out to the Oath Keepers to join because, you know, the primary mission of Special Forces, the Army Green Berets, is unconventional warfare, insurgency, counterinsurgency. And, you know, we've been seeing what's been going on in America for years. And I actually called into the war room, you know, a few months ago, even before this, and talked to Owen about the insurgency spectrum and how this is planned. I mean, this is a 50-100-year plan, right? And so after seeing the election being stolen on the 3rd, I knew that now was the time to, you know, start my own link up process with organizations like the Oath Keepers or Proud Boys or 3%. Really, you know, I talked to a couple different people that are in, you know, one or more of these organizations. And so that's really what got the ball started. I believe that their communication was totally compromised after the Unicorn Riot release of their go-to meeting chats. And I think that is where the FBI likely tied me to Oath Keepers. And then December 4th, so I joined Oath Keepers November 9th. December 4th is when we had the agents show up at our door. And the 9th is when I actually scheduled to sit down and record the meeting. So, you know, you're right. Other people, this has happened to other people. The difference is because I have the emails. People email me, "Hey, this happened to me." I mean, I have another Army Green Beret that told me that he found a GPS tracker on his vehicle.
Right.
So, I mean, this is, and my warning to the American people is that this isn't just like something that just happened, right? This has been going on for months, years, decades, a half century, a century, right? And they need to be aware that the people in control of our government are not in favor of American sovereignty,
right?
Especially your individual sovereignty. And so, people are reaching out to me. They're telling me their stories, not only people that were there in January 6th, but other people that were contacted before, after. And people are scared. The average American is scared because they're seeing now what guys with my skill set have known for years and have seen in other countries all around the world.
Right.
And it's disturbing.
Well, I want to revisit that scene in other countries around the world, just so we can talk about, you know, how this has happened in the past before and what lessons we can learn from that. So this happened on January 9th, you said, right? Or I'm sorry, December 9th.
December 9th is when we actually recorded the meeting.
December 9th. And so it was almost a month before January 6th. Do you think that that was specifically in preparation for January 6th?
You know, And I get asked this question a lot. Honestly, I don't, because the operational timeline of setting up that type of thing. I mean, even if I was in Iraq or Afghanistan and my intel cell is setting up a network, I mean, these things take easily months, but right. in most cases, years. What I think is what was likely to happen is they knew January 6th was going to happen. And,
right.
and this was even before Trump had tweeted about January 6th, right? He didn't do that until...
But a couple Stop the Steal caravans had already gone.
That's right. Yeah, there had been a couple protests. And so they actually mentioned, if you go and listen to the full video, they mentioned things happening in January, which, of course, nobody even knew about January at that point.
Right.
I think it was probably something more along the lines of having someone in there after the fact that can then provide... But, you know, basically like a bomb damage, just a BDA, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
What are they saying? Are they on to us or things like that? Really, that's how, you know, human intelligence works, right? You
have right.
five guys in a room and four of them are assets for somebody right. and they're all reporting back on each other, right? I think it's something like that, or even more diabolical or worse, it could have been a follow on, which I believe is coming. Mm. I believe this narrative is painting a picture. And to turn the American people against organizations such as the Oath Keepers. But you mean, there is a bunch of them, and I'm not going to name them because I don't want to help out the enemy. But there's a bunch of organizations out there, and I think the intent is to demonize them so that when the next, you know, January 6th, you know, false flag, if you want to call it that, happens, the picture's already been painted.
Exactly.
So, now, do I know that? I don't know that, but, you know, like Rush Limbaugh says, wisdom guided by experience.
Right, right. And it makes sense because it's the same thing that we're dealing with. I sort of talk about this a lot. Like I was arguing with a friend of mine about January 6th, and we weren't even arguing about what happened that day. He was like, well, this is what Donald Trump does. He, you know, he tells his people to cause violence. So, you know, he had that planted in his mindset from back in 2016 during the campaign. Trump calls for violence. Trump calls for violence. You know, so that's what's been in his mind. And so it's like, I'm not just arguing about January 6th. I'm trying to undo 4 years of indoctrination, right. Laying the groundwork for this lie. So I think you're exactly right that that's what's happening now, is they're telling us these groups are domestic terrorists. These groups are dangerous. These groups are dangerous. So if they choose to pull a false flag, or if they choose to, you know, round up everybody, the American people will already have that seed of awareness planted in their head. I think you're exactly right.
And that's the key word to use, planted.
Right.
That's right. It is planted.
Yeah.
That is the power of propaganda. It's why it is the most dangerous and deadly weapon in any military arsenal. And having it at the industrial corporate level.
Oh, like we do here. We're completely controlled here. So we'll be right back with Jeremy Brown to discuss what comes next.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product out quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Back on American Journal with Jeremy Brown, Green Beret. I said former Green Beret earlier. That's not appropriate, is it? Once you're a Green Beret, you're always a Green Beret, aren't you?
Well, most of us just say, well, Green Beret is the hat we wear.
Okay.
We're just
it stands SF for something, guys, though, doesn't it? I mean, I was when we first interviewed you, I remember I kind of caused some trouble because I played the Green Beret song, and you were like, what the heck, man? I'm supposed to stand up during this song.
Yeah, and I had my Stelter suit on, meaning I had, like, athletic pants on underneath.
Yeah, you couldn't stand up. You'd destroy the illusion.
I'm wearing actual pants today, people.
I can confirm that. But I think it's, what that song talks about is what it takes to become a Green Beret. And so, you know, we hear these terms like Green Beret, and then you think, hey, if a guy like Mark Milley could become a Green Beret, how hard could it really be? But then you learn what it actually takes to become a Green Beret, and it is very impressive, and it sort of illustrates that you're not just some random guy sitting here. You've been through the ringer and really shown your mettle and have sacrificed a lot for this country. And so, you know, what you're saying and talking about this stuff is to me, even more admirable.
Well,
so,
since you brought up Mark Milley, let me just say
this.
You
want to talk about Mark Milley?
I don't want to upset my officer friends out there, my 18 alphas, but there is a difference between an officer and enlisted. So ODAs, Operational Detachment Alphas, which is where the show A-Team comes from, right? ODAs are made up of almost all enlisted guys. You have one captain, you have one warrant, and then you have a master sergeant who's the team sergeant. And then the rest are all senior enlisted guys. And so most officers only spend a couple years, maybe three. And if they are super miracle lucky, they might get a second team, but 99% don't. So despite Mark Milley hanging out and collecting taxpayer funds for 40 years, I guarantee you that I have at least, if not more, three times the amount of actual ODA team time than he does. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not speaking for any other Green Berets out there, but I probably am. I personally believe he should be stripped of his Special Forces tab by Special Forces Command because he's the Joint Chief during what you cannot deny is an active military coup, an unconventional warfare operation being conducted by this nation's enemies. And here he sits up there as a long tab wearer. And it allows it to happen. And then just says ridiculous things in front of Congress about critical race theory, like, you know, oh, we should read. I'm well read, but I don't know anything about this. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then
not to steal Joe Biden's line. Come on, man.
Come on, man. No, and then, you know, he recites the critical race theory talking points, going,
right.
Ah,
he doesn't know anything about it. Right?
It's insane. So what's going on with him? I mean, I was trying to answer the question today. Is he a moron? Is he a coward? Is he being blackmailed? Because I went through all these other stories over the last couple years where, you know, Nancy Pelosi literally went to him to ask him to usurp the president's, you know, job of having the nuclear codes. I mean, that is a literal coup attempt that he was asked to participate in. It doesn't seem to bother him that much. He's saying apolitical. Oh, but when it comes to this, he's so apolitical that he's 100% on the Democrat side and is helping them purge the military of right wingers. So, I mean, what's going on with this guy? Any insight into this?
Well, everybody knows that if you're in Washington, D.C., you're there because somebody wants you there, and it's not the American people.
Right, right. Very good.
And that applies to the Pentagon. I mean, look, flag officers, general officers, they're political appointees, okay, which means they had to please the person ahead above them, you know, the president of the United States, to get that appointment. So, you know, and they're they're no different than any other bureaucrat, right? They've been, I mean, Milley's been in almost 40 years. That's
right.
I'm retired. That's right. Twice as much time as I spent, 20 years. So
well, he didn't take any time off to go become a board member on Raytheon, I guess.
Not yet.
That's for retirement, I guess. But to me, it seems like he's taking orders from somebody. It seems like he is,
they're all taking orders from somebody.
But how can that be? If he's the head of, I mean, he's supposed to be the top of the pyramid. Who is dictating to him that he should be involved in all this political crap?
Our civilian political leaders.
Mm.
Or, yeah, look, we all know it's the cabal, the deep state. To be honest, the politicians don't run anything in this world, right? You know, I mean, you've seen the footage of Lindsey Graham fist bumping Kamala.
Right.
They just go back behind closed doors with the cigars and the smoky rooms, and they laugh at us while they sit there and collect their full paychecks during COVID.
Right.
And in fact, actually get more vacation. Think about this, people. They not only got their full paycheck, but they were on vacation most of the time during COVID while you're struggling with your business. You can't go out with your friends and all this. I mean, And now you see it. These school boards are now like little mini dictators because they see how the politicians in Washington get away with it.
Mm.
And, you know, oh, we don't like what you're saying, so we're just going to have you arrested. I mean,
right.
This is and then you have people saying, well, we have to take the country back through rigged elections, and we have to take the country back through censored, you know, platforms. No, we have to take the country back by getting in their face with a bullhorn for now. And let them know that you people work for us.
Right.
And they haven't only forgotten it, and they forgot it a long time ago.
Right.
Now they just don't believe it. Like,
yeah.
They don't work for us. Like, we're their slaves. We're right. Their servants. So.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that trickle down effect of the sort of, you know, what they do in Washington, D.C. is setting the example for how the school board down below who I'm talking about petty tyranny, like, but they're being tyrants, and they've been sort of shown how to shut people down and how to act outraged and indignant when you're silencing people from the Democrats up top. That's a very good point.
Well, you know who has figured it out? George Soros and the leadership of the left. Right. And we were talking about this in between breaks. Right. The left projects their mind-numb robotness onto us, their
right.
Useful idiotness onto us, because they know that that's what they are. And so they assume that we all act the same way. Like, they assume that every Trump voter agrees with everything. I voted for Trump, and I don't agree with probably 50% of the things that happened in his last year.
Right.
To the point where I'm almost like, is he a bad guy? I don't know this, right? And so they're easily controlled, and they think we're easily controlled when the exact opposite is true. I mean, rugged individualism prevents us all from forming huge organizations.
Right.
And they know that capturing the country was done at the local level, and that's exactly what he's done. These school boards, Yeah. How much funding? I know in the county I live in, Hillsborough County, the state attorney, Andrew Warren, was directly funded by George Soros.
Right.
Democrat. But the Republican sheriff, Chad Cronister, supports Warren. So what does that say? And he's married to the DiBartolo family. Not necessarily your righteous Republican bloodline, right? So the corruption at the lower levels, we're all just now waking up to. I mean, right. I'm not, but a lot of average Americans are like, oh, now we understand how this school board race had so much money injected into
it. Right. Well,
because these criminals are giving the money up.
Because when you pour in $20 billion to change the makeup of a country, what's $10,000 to some small school board in some small town? The people there have no idea this is happening. It's almost too late at this point, but people are finally standing up and pushing back and realizing that you can't trust these people just to teach your kids. That's not what they're doing.
It's never too late, Harrison.
Never too late. All right, we're going to talk about what we can do to fight back when we get back. I can't believe it's already half over. We have so much more to talk about, folks. Stay with us.
All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, through selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists. But they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back. Oh, wait, there's a liner. Hold on, I'm cutting ahead here.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm distracted by my guest here. Jeremy Brown and I are having a very interesting conversation during the break. We still have so much to get to. I want to get to this story about President Biden, because obviously this is one of the major stories of the entire day, and I haven't gotten to it. I saved it for you, so now we get to talk about...
Wait, Biden's the president?
Supposedly so. You know, they're telling me that there's a decrepit old vampire in Washington, D.C., who...
doing a fabulous job.
He's a top-notch meat puppet being manipulated by who knows who. Let's see, which video should we go to first? All right, let's go to clip number three. Here is Joe Biden yesterday talking about none other than Founding Father Thomas Jefferson. Let's see what he has to say about this particular famous quote from that writer of the Declaration of Independence.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit, the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
All right, so where do we start with this, Jeremy?
Well, let me start with this, Mr. President, asterisk. My name is Jeremy Brown. I'm a retired Army Green Beret. And over the course of my military career, I was deployed to over 17 countries on 5 of the 7 continents. And I never flew an F-15, and I never used nuclear weapons. So you can take that for what it's worth. It takes more than F-15s and nuclear weapons to secure liberty. And he seems to have misquoted Jefferson. It's not just the blood of patriots, Mr. President. It's also the blood of tyrants.
I'd say more importantly, the blood of tyrants in this situation. But it is because, like, these people who say this, it's like, oh, these people who quote the founding father, Thomas Jefferson, these are the people that you're against. These are the people that you're calling
stupid. One group volunteers the blood and the other one
extracts it.
Doesn't volunteer, right?
So. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, he also mentions the type of people it limited. Now, I'd say that maybe in that whole diatribe we just heard might be the only slightly true thing. Of course, it wasn't put in at the time of the Constitution, but it is true that the first implementation of gun control in America was specifically against black people because they didn't want slaves having weapons for obvious reasons.
Same reason they didn't want them to read either.
Same reason they don't want us to have weapons.
And let's just go back to my good friend Mark Milley, because I was listening to you earlier today, and how embarrassing is it to have all this schooling, all of the, you know, I'm a Green Beret, you know, he brags about it, but he, like I said, he probably only spent 2 years on the ODA. And then he brings up the three-fifths compromise. General Milley, let me explain a little bit about history. The three-fifths compromise was actually to weaken the South because they wanted to claim that slaves counted towards representation in Congress. So it was actually an abolitionist move to make them only worth three-fifths to help get rid of the abomination that is slavery, which still exists to this day, by the way. I don't know if you've ever heard of human trafficking, sex trafficking, but now we've gone from black people to three-year-olds and four-year-old little boys and girls.
Or black people in Libya.
Right. Yeah. So this, yeah, black people in Libya. So slavery still exists, but to have a high level, you know, bureaucrat, but we'll call him a general, in front of Congress trying to pretend like and wax all intellectual about we thought black people were only 3/5 of a person. Look, read a history book, sir. I did, and I'm just an enlisted swine. Okay, so that is such a red herring to convince morons, right? Only right. Morons say, "Oh, this country thought blacks were 3/5 of a people." But I bet Larry Pinkney knows why the 3/5 compromise was put into place, right?
Of course.
And I don't think he's racist.
Right. Well, and of course, it gets into the whole concept that, people tend to forget that half of America never had slaves ever. But anyway, that's a whole different topic. Another thing that, he mentioned the canons. Now, I'm no historian. I didn't go to school for it, but I do have a basic, understanding of literacy. And canons, perfectly legal to buy privately around the time of the American Revolution. In fact, you had warships with dozens and dozens of cannons on each side, privately owned and privately operated. So what is he talking about? Is it just ahistorical nonsense that they're trying to throw?
I think what we've all learned is that we should not take our history lessons from a Democrat or an anti-American leftist.
Oh, I learned that a very long time ago, sir. Yeah,
that's right. So, yeah, it isn't the Second Amendment that makes machine guns or any of this stuff illegal. It's tyrants like Joe Biden.
Right.
And Democrats and even Republicans. Look, folks, Republicans are not your friend either. I don't know if you've been paying attention for the last 50 years, but, look at their voting records. Okay. It's kind of like Texas passes constitutional carry, right? Folks, why is it called constitutional carry? Because it's already guaranteed to you in the Constitution. It's like another redundant law that a politician can then say, "Oh, I voted for constitutional carry." Well, how about this? Why didn't you stand up there and go, "Why are we voting for something that is already guaranteed under right. our Bill of Rights?" And this is just it. This is the little slight. I like to talk a lot about the 95-5 paradigm. The best lie is 95% truth. Okay. Mm. And when a politician stands up there and tells you that he's giving you something because he voted for a bill, what we should be saying is, why are you even up there proposing these bills? Why don't you just say the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed?
Right, right.
Well, how about have a spine?
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. It was actually something you said earlier made me think of this, too. What they're trying to impose on us is something entirely novel and new other than when it's been tried and failed in history before. It's socialism, it's communism, it's entirely alien to the American experience. What we want is nothing new. We literally just want you to stick to the laws as they were written before. Like, we shouldn't have to pass a new law to stop illegal immigration. The laws are on the books, just enforce them. We shouldn't have to pass constitutional carry. We have the Second Amendment. Why have we deviated from that? So we're in this very weird situation where we're being told we're the evil ones trying to, commit terrorism when really we're just like, just do what the law says to do. It makes no sense. But before we get too far into that, I do want to mention one more thing from that comment that Joe Biden just said. He said we need F-15s and nuclear weapons to overthrow the government when apparently our government almost fell when 1,000 Trump supporters broke windows at the totally unarmed broke windows at the Capitol. Which is it, Joe? Are we under imminent threat of a takeover by unarmed grandmothers walking through the Capitol hallways?
Imagine if we would have had a bunch of airplanes. It really could have been like a Pearl Harbor. It's just insanity.
It's very different.
It is insanity.
Yeah.
Nobody other than people that have no brain cells left. Maybe they've been vaccinated. I don't know. But nobody is falling for this crap, right? I mean, there's a reason that they're scared to death. There's a reason why they put barriers up around the Capitol. There's a reason why they came out with the narrative that, oh, we're scared that, but here they're literally saying we're scared they're going to show up in all 50 states with guns.
Right.
So let's call out the National Guard. Like, America, the Republic has fallen. Okay. Your government is telling you that they're scared to death of you. And every single day, there is a new video of a school board, of a county commission, of a city council, of these cowards that are backing down to mothers, homeschool mothers or regular mothers or teachers or fathers or they're so scared of us. We need to capitalize on this. We need to show them that we're done with this nonsense and take it back. And if you don't do it now, with your First Amendment, even if they try to take it away, if you don't do it now with your First Amendment, you're going to have to do it with your Second Amendment. And I specialize in the Second Amendment phase.
Well, we are going to get into that in our final segment when we get back with Jeremy Brown. Very, very interesting stuff. The Republic has fallen. Sad, but true. I mean, just look around, folks. We're in occupied territory right now, behind enemy lines.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products that make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal, and this last hour has absolutely flown by with Jeremy Brown, U.S. Army veteran and whistleblower, who, of course, exposed the attempt of the FBI to get Jeremy to infiltrate Patriot groups. So let's sort of revisit something that we started talking about in the very first segment of this hour, which was that you've seen this go on in other countries. You've seen the same sort of tactics be used to overthrow foreign countries, you know, firsthand. So can we use those examples in the past as to how secret agents or how subversive moves have overthrown through military dictatorship or whatever, overthrown sovereign countries? Can we take those lessons from the past and project into the future what we may expect to see happen next year?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, all warfare boils down to two sides, good and evil. And most of the wars throughout the world are really just proxy wars.
Right.
It's one larger element controlling smaller elements to fight the other. So that, you know, just like during the Cold War, it was the U.S. versus Russia. But where were we fighting? All over.
Right. I was going to say that came to prominence during the Cold War because the two main powers were so terrified of actually having a nuclear exchange that they decided to sort of offshore their
and
conflict.
And we talk about this war there and this war there.
But it was
and
all
it's
one.
Really the U.S. versus Russia, right?
Right, right.
And that's where unconventional warfare comes in. That's where the Green Beret operates. And I did a year of special forces recruiting for the Army. And at the time of the briefing, you know, the statistic was that we're, you know, in anywhere from 100 to 150 countries at any given time.
Right.
In, you know, as small as two-man elements, but as, you know, large as company-size elements.
Right.
And what we are doing is we're working with those elements that are countering the other proxies' elements, right? Mm. So you look at, you know, Yemen and Saudi Arabia and all the nonsense in the Middle East, it's not really, you know, this little country against that little country. It's this little country that the U.S. has interest in versus this country that some other, you know, China
or Russia,
somebody, right? And that's the essence of unconventional warfare. Well, now what you have is America is the target. Why? Because there is a globalist plan for New World Order. They just renamed it. They've rebranded it.
Yeah.
It's rebranded. It's called the Great Reset, right? Yeah. And while it is a conspiracy theory, right, we all know this, it's such a powerful conspiracy theory that the World Economic Forum puts it on their website.
So, it's on the cover of Time magazine.
Or let's say we might title a book about it.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that heads the World Economic Forum writes a book called The Great Reset. I mean, hey, there's a banner behind me, but it doesn't exist, folks.
Yeah.
Don't read it, but read it.
Insane.
So this is what we're dealing with. So America is, like I said, the Republic has fallen, but not completely, right?
Right.
Like they've captured the ground. They've captured the government, but there's still people like me. There's still people like you, probably hundreds of millions of us that aren't going to go down like that. And so, you know, we're battling for the last bastion of liberty. And don't get me wrong. The government has been corrupt for a very long time. I mean, I look back on my 20-year career and all the things that I do. And frankly, most times I regret that I was duped into some of these endless wars, right? Really? 20 years in Afghanistan? I mean, I can't count on both my hands the number of guys that I have personally lost and the number of funerals that I've been to. How many times I've heard the Ballad of the Green Beret played at a funeral of a Green Beret who now has, whose kids are fatherless.
Right.
And for what? And for what? So Mark Milley can walk off with his $10,000 a month retirement into a seven-figure job at Raytheon or Booz Allen Hamilton or any of these things. I mean, that's what it has been. And I talked about this with Kathy Chamberlain yesterday when we recorded a podcast. If they would have allowed Patton to live in Tampa, Florida, and drive his Mercedes home every night to see his wife and kids, World War II would have lasted 20 years.
Right.
Right? Mm. If the generals like Mark Milley were put in Afghanistan and said, if you want to see your wife and kids,
you got
to
finish this war.
Win the damn war.
Right.
And here's the reality. If you actually look at history, Afghanistan was won in 6 months by a few special forces ODAs through the Northern Alliance, because that's what we do is we win. And it's the conventional minded morons that actually run our military industrial complex in D.C. They said, no. We can't win that quick. There's a lot of money to be made. And besides, China needs all those rare earth minerals protected by our M4s.
Yeah.
And so this is really the problem. America is the last target. And Australia is not fighting back. New Zealand, none of these places that everybody wants to think that they're going to like run off to. Costa Rica, they don't even have a military, folks. If your escape plan is Costa Rica, they don't have a military. So imagine how that's going to go.
Well, and what you point out is so true, and there's very interesting connections. FM32 was the instruction manual that really changed the way counterinsurgency worked, right? It went from a, like you're pointing out, you go in, you win, and then you get out. It was FM32, which was this instruction manual that actually changed it to a prolonged sort of, no, the military is going to go in and work with local forces to try to win hearts and minds. I mean, that it's not like, oh, you know, we went in and then suddenly changed our minds. Like, no, we have the documentation that shows here's the instruction that went out that led to the increase in this forever war. So, I mean, this is all documented. And interestingly enough, if you look who the author was of FM32, you find a very distinct connection to the Lockstep document and the Rockefeller Foundation. So it's literally all tied in together, like very intricately. So do you think that America is now, you know, where Afghanistan was 20 years ago, where we have special forces teams coming in to set up the groundwork for
we're not wearing flip-flops yet, but
but is that coming? I mean,
look, I will tell you, I have driven thousands of miles in the last couple months, and I'm trying to get a feel, and really I'm looking, you know, a lot of people suffer from hopium, right? Mm. I want to hit.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to give me some hope, because even guys with my background are not necessarily, you know, as far along as I am in how bad it is.
Right.
And so they'll have the skill sets, but you know, they have cognitive dissonance just like everybody else, right? They've got a mortgage, they've got a car payment, they've got kids in school, they've got, you know, fundraisers and things like that. So,
but isn't this the key part of war? 'Cause I bring it up all the time. You don't win a war by killing all the enemy soldiers. No. You win a war by making them submit. You win a war by winning the hearts and minds of the people on the ground, right? So, I mean, that's surrendering. When you go, ah, it's too much, I'm going to give up, you might as well be dead at that. They might as well have killed you, because for all intents and purposes, you're on their side all of a sudden.
Well, that's right. That's why special operations probably kills way fewer people than a Marine Corps infantry company, because we don't win. We win through intelligence, through relationships, through winning over the populace, right? We don't, you know, it's like people say all the time, oh, I bet you've killed a lot of people. It's like, that's not our job. Our job is to go in and turn the people into the direction that we want. We want them all rowing in the same direction, right?
Right.
And, you know, can we bring the scunion? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we can do that. But that's not our primary mission.
Right, only if that helps advance the primary mission.
That's correct, right? I mean, yeah, and well, I'm not going to get into the whole Bin Laden thing, but like, it's not the goal to kill the guy. It's to capture him so that we can get to, you know, we work with bad guys to get to the worst guy.
Right.
Right. And you don't do that by killing them. Right. You know, Harrison, if you were, you know, obviously you're one of the leaders in the domestic violence extremist movement. Right.
I think I'm the leader, actually.
So a special forces unit is not going to come in and kill you. They're going to capture you and be like, all right, Harrison, see those fingernails?
No. Yeah. Then they're going to torture me. Then they're going to have to kill me.
We win through information, right? And that's why, you know, we go through all the psychological evaluations and all the training, because any moron can shoot somebody. I mean, no offense, infantry brethren. You know, I'm an infantryman as well. But the killing part's the easy part, right?
Right.
It's the nuance aspect of warfare is what special operations forces do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is literally an information war, and people need to realize that if you just sort of give over and roll over and go, well, I guess they won, that means they won. It's only when the quote that I said from, it's from the Punic Wars, an ancient Roman writer, and I'll get it wrong here, but it was something like, you know, the victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. Mm. So if you're sitting there out in America going, hey, we lost and we're vanquished, then you are. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you say, look, we are under occupation, we have foreign powers manipulating our government, we have enemies of our nation inside of our government operating, and we have to do everything we can to push back, then you're not defeated yet, and it's not over yet, and there's still hope.
Well, and to go to your disarmament, you know, topic, right, the gun control, the key is they can't enslave us if we have guns, right? Yeah. People don't realize this, but the American populace is the largest standing army in the world.
Of course.
And the armed American veteran is the largest defense force.
And that's why they can't take us over from the outside, and they had to do it from the inside. I wish we had more time. So much more to talk about still. Jeremy Brown, folks.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com. I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.